So, Bert, what do you think was the most tense moment here in the Hunter during the bushfire season?
Well, I think reflecting back would have been the 11th and 12th of February when the Hunter area was declared as catastrophic. High winds, high temperatures for those 2 days. And, it was certainly... There was nothing happening at the time, but the suspense of hopefully nothing happening, but also the possibility of something occurring.
So those were pretty full-on conditions, temperatures in the mid-40s and that sort of thing. I understand catastrophic fire conditions being declared, that's a fairly rare occurrence here in the Hunter. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, look, it hasn't happened since the ratings were changed back in 2009 to catastrophic. It's the first time we're under catastrophic conditions. Basically, houses aren't defendable in those conditions when you're looking at high temperatures, high winds, and low humidity. We're certainly hoping that nothing did happen, and nothing did happen, which was great.
So we're here at the Lower Hunter Fire Control Centre. I imagine it would have been fairly busy around here during that time. What's going through your head when you're here?
Sure. We were at full readiness. The control centre was fully occupied with representatives from all agencies. We had aircraft on standby, and all of our volunteer brigades were out over that weekend doing patrols and just hoping that nothing occurred. But we're at full readiness and operational under those conditions.
How do you feel?
Look, we feel relieved that nothing happened here. We feel very saddened at what happened to our neighbours. Certainly, to the north of us and to the west of us, there were some significant fires that people lost homes. We were very lucky in the Hunter that didn't occur to us.
Thanks very much.